The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Cheers. Empty. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
We got something exciting.
We have something really exciting.
The people clicked on the thing, so they already know what it is.
Let me build a suspense. I have been a big fan of Old Forester for a while, and you specifically have been a big fan of Old Forester 1910.
Their toasted edition.
Right. Part of their Whiskey Row series. And when they started coming out with the 117 series a couple years ago, I was like super interested in them. The problem is they come in 375 bottles.
And they're impossible to find.
Little tiny, right. So they had like High Angel Share, Warehouse K, Extra Old, 1910. Well, now they have Extra, Extra Old.
Ooh, read all about it.
Extra, Extra. Right. So this is 1910, but it has also been refinished for 24 months.
It's a second long barrel. Time.
Right, and this is still at 93 proof, so not my cup of tea.
Whiskey?
Not my cup of whiskey, but I feel like this is going to be a big, you know, marshmallow.
I'm excited for it. I love 1910. We wanted to do this side-by-side with it, but I just, beautiful.
Yes.
It's a 10 out of 10. It's an A-plus so far on the cork pop.
Yes.
But I just finished on my 1910. 1910 is my daily drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Look how dark that is.
It is molasses.
It's similar to the Woodford
Think
Double.
Think about this like in a full like 750. Like that would be so dark.
Yeah. So can you pour a little bit? That's too much.
Okay. So this came in today, and I've been itching to review one of these.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, if you have something you want us to review, kindly message us on any social media platform and we'd be happy to review this as
from
we are
all of them
the 117. So
on Tumblr.
You don't have to send the whole bottle. We would
do.
Appreciate the whole bottle, but if you just want to send a simple glass, just let us know. We're happy to help.
Two sample glass.
Two for me. None
okay
for
me. What do you got on the nose?
Like a souped up 1910. It still has the Old Forester characteristic. I mean, like, I'm not trying to be too obvious here, but still has the Old Forester characteristics. Still very heavy caramel. I don't know that I'm picking up a marshmallow right off of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
I'm kind of thinking we would. Like, I get that more on the finish than I do on the nose.
Yeah.
It's not like the Michter's Toasted. It's not marshmallowy on the front like that to me. It's always been more caramel on the nose.
Maybe like an orange marmalade molasses. I do get like a little orangey, like a dark orange.
Did see that. Chocolate orange, maybe?
Yeah. Not so much chocolate. Like a, just like a, I'm going orange marmalade. I'm gonna stay with that.
Okay, orange marmalade. I'm getting kind of a dark orange, like a chocolate orange with the caramel in the middle. You know, like those Cadbury eggs almost, mixed.
Cadbury eggs?
Yeah, Easter egg. Like the Easter egg, the chocolate
sure.
Easter
yeah,
egg.
Sure, yeah.
Really okay. Good nose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not smelling too much ethanol because it's a twice oaked bottle with 93 proof. So,
yeah. All right,
what alcohol? Drinks heavy for the proof.
Very.
You know,
it's very thick. It's very flavorful. Oh man. Yeah, there's the marshmallow. I'm telling you, on the finish, that's where I feel like it comes in. Very sweet, but I will say this, we had the Woodford double oaked.
Yeah.
That to me was almost sickening sweet. I feel like this is more balanced.
Ooh, that's right. The Woodford double oaked.
We'll get some in just a minute. We'll go side by side.
That's good. I like that idea.
But I think this is much more balanced than that was. I think, and we'll try them here in a minute, but I don't think this is overwhelmingly sweet by any means. Now it's definitely a notch up from that 1910, which is already on
which
is
side by side the 1910.
Yeah.
But I think this certainly like rounds off all of the 1910.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any like sharp spots in that. Okay. So I'm losing the fruit on the palate. Most of the fruit is on the nose.
And when you say rounds off, I know you hate this word, but as soon as it touched my lips, it was like, that is being aged that long, it is very smooth. Like, it is very easy to drink, low proof, sweet. There's no sharp alcohol edges to it at all. Like, it is the definition. I know you hate it, but it's the definition of a smooth whiskey.
It is. I'm not...
Can you think of another word? Just come up with another word. I'll use that. Non-sharp. It's the most non-sharp whiskey non-sharp. I've ever had. Yeah.
Non-sharp.
It is nice, though. I like how balanced... I know I keep saying that, but I don't think it's overwhelmingly sweet. Now, I'm a sweet whore and a toasted whore.
It is not overwhelmingly sweet. I'll give you that.
I think just regular Woodford Double Oaked is more overwhelmingly sweet than this.
I do enjoy how heavy it drinks, even though it's...
A lower proof.
93 proof. Yeah. You know?
It doesn't have 100 or 105?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't have a whole lot of viscosity. It's not big oily.
Mm-mm.
But the nose is great. I think the nose is where it has it.
Yeah. I think it's got good flavor. We just did a little work around the house right now. This is very refreshing because of the low alcohol too.
That's right. I'm getting no banana from the Brown Foreman. Okay. You would expect.
I get less of that. I will say I get less of that in
the 1910.
Well, really in a lot of the Whiskey Row series. I don't really pick that up a lot in the 1920. I don't drink the 1897 much. The 1870.
No one does.
But in the Bottle and Bond, the 97 there that we talked about, I don't get a lot there. And then the 1870, I haven't. I just use that for old fashions.
Yeah, so. No one drinks that.
But I don't get the banana a ton in those. I get those more in the barrel strength, in the single barrel, the black bottle. Sometimes the rye.
A little bit of spice on the end. It's not...
This is a good... Oh, man. The finish as well.
This is good for people who just don't drink a lot of whiskey. Yeah, it's a good entry level. Mm-hmm. Again, it's entry level in the fact that you will never be able to get this. So, bad for beginners because you'll never find it.
What I would say is I think if it'd be a good finisher, it'd be a good dessert if it was higher proof. The problem is if you've had other things, you don't want to drink sugar. Stuff that's at the 105, 115 range and then come down to this because you won't taste it.
Okay, what are you giving it?
I mean, I really like it. And do we have an MSRP on this?
It's probably in the $60 range.
Okay.
So it'll be like $120 for a
full. Yeah, so I'm just going to
think about it's 50 or 60.
I'm going to think about the fact that it's about 50 or 60.
Sure, you can think about that, but I mean, this is not going to be...
Yeah, this is really good. I'll say, I really, really like this. I would buy this every time. If I could get it every year, I'd buy one of the 117 series because I like things that are experimental. I like things that are different. So I think it's worth the buy.
Yeah.
If this was just an all-the-time shelf product,
yeah.
Probably not at $100 for the equivalent of $750.
Tough. Yeah. It'd be like, I'd buy the BTAC every year,
But even that, it's a lot of money. The WLW might be worth it. The rest of them, I don't know.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't know. A-. I really, really like it. So, this is right up my alley. This is exactly what I like.
Okay.
TJ's perfect couple, glass of whiskey on steroids with the extra aging.
B.
Yeah.
It's a B.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You were a homer on the last thing we did, so that's fine.
That's valid. Okay. That's valid. B for me. B for Ben. And T for TJ. And that's us. What is that?
An A. I made the TNA.
Hey.
TNA. Oh. All right. We're going to go side by side with this, though. Woodford.
Side by side.
Double oaked up against the 117, 1910. Extra old.
This is even lower proof at 90.4.
So we're stepping it down.
Okay. So this is the double oaked, but they say it's spicier than the double oaked.
What? I don't remember that.
Lies.
Clearly, I
have that's fake news right there.
Again, these 375s that they're pouring there, and look, come on, just give us a full bottle.
Yeah, that's tough. But same overall owner, in theory, finished in a heavy toasted new oak.
Yep.
Nose is a little different here.
Yeah.
It smells a little bit younger, a little more fruity.
Yeah, I was going to go, there's more going on with the nose, where I think this is pretty, it's really good. It's pretty straight down home plate.
More caramel, fruity. Yeah. This is more fruity, a little bit younger. At least it tastes like that to me. Less
oaked. Let me get a little taste so I can go back to the nose.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, I'd buy less oaked, even though there's less there. Like, it's definitely darker.
Hmm. Okay. So I feel like if I'm going to choose between them, the Old Forester has the edge. There are like sharper notes on the Woodford.
Yeah, and there's no statement as far as like how long this was aged in a toasted barrel, a heavily toasted barrel.
The nose on the Woodford is pretty solid.
Yeah. I think they're both good, but yeah, I like the Old Forester better.
I would agree. Yeah, if you're gonna search one out, grab the Old Forester.
Yeah, and this was released like a year ago, so you probably won't find it anymore. But what's your grade on that?
B.
Yeah, it's around the same, but I do like I would actually give this like a B plus somewhere in there. I do like this, but this one was definitely
this drink's hotter at lower proof.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah, this one was.
Yeah.
If you had a synonym for smoother, this one was that.
Yeah.
This one was the opposite of smoother. So.
Yeah.
All right. Do us a favor. Hit the like button, hit the thumbs up, and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you guys for hanging out. Talk to you guys next time. Bourbon on a Budget. Cheers.
Cheers.